Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media as the Ravens countdown to Saturday's wild card showdown with Pittsburgh.
So the mentality now, playoff time?
The mentality is real simple. Win or go home. We at the bank, got to protect it by any means necessary. So we fight for our lives, and everybody know that. And hey, get your popcorn ready. We ready.
What are some of the challenges when facing a team that you know so well for a third time? They know what you're going to do. You know what they're going to do.
Absolutely. We know what they're going to do. They know what we're going to do. So it's going to be about the best man win. Got a lot of respect for the guys. Russ been doing it for a long time. Running backs run very hard. Tight ends make plays. Obviously, Pickens on the outside. And O-line play well together. So, you know, excited about the matchup. They know us. We know them. So it's going to be about the best man at the end of the day.
Roquan, does how you guys finish the season going 4-0 after the bye, does that do anything for you, confidence, momentum-wise, whatever it is, going into this game?
The game is all about momentum at the end of the day, but the game is played for a reason. So we have to go out, do our jobs to the best of our ability, and we do things to the best of our ability. We'll like the results, and I think it's just that simple, just going out, imposing your will, doing your 111, myself included, and we do that like the chances.
Roquan, you're chasing that first win over the Steelers as a Raven for a long time. How much is it sort of eased that itch in the sense that you have one win over the Steelers and you know what that feels like and how to beat this team?
Yeah, I beat them prior to this game. Not sure.
I mean, as a Raven.
I beat them prior to this game, so not sure where that came from. But, no, we can beat any team that's out there on the field. We know that I have the utmost respect and confidence in each and every guy I go out there on the field with. And it's about going out there and doing our job to the best of our ability, regardless who the opponent is. It's a division rival, Pittsburgh, so we're excited for it.
Well, this is only the fourth time the Ravens have had two guys with double-digit sacks. What have Odafe Owe and Calvin, what's impressed you the most about those guys this year?
Yeah, how those guys just remain consistent. Chuck, Dennis, all those guys preparing those guys day in and day out. KV, the ageless wonder, and then Dolph, man, got a lot of respect for him, just putting his head down his work despite what the critics and naysayers say. He's always a guy just put in the work, come in, bust his tail day in and day out, and he's reaping some of his rewards. But I think he's just getting started, and as well as KV, I think KV is just showing what he can do in, like, whatever age he's at. He's not slowing down. So I'm excited about those guys, and I'm excited what they're going to do on this playoff run.
Roquan, having been around here for a little bit, how much is last year's playoffs?
Yeah, like every time you go to the playoffs, you go in the playoffs wanting to win the big game. And at the end of the day, you just have to take it one game at a time, knowing that last year didn't end the way we wanted. So just using that as fuel. But you can't jump right back to the AFC Championship game because it's a damn good Pittsburgh team that's coming in here, and we have to take care of business at the end of the day.
A lot of guys on this team have had historic milestones, especially in this last game, yourself included. But everyone that I've talked to is like, yeah, that's great, but we have a bigger goal in mind. Is that something that's talked about in this locker room, that mentality here?
It's understood. Like they say, what's understood doesn't need to be explained. And each and every guy understands what the goal is. Each and every day we go out there on the field, and it's to hoist the Lombardi. But at the end of the day, it starts one game at a time, and it starts at the bank Sunday, Saturday versus Pittsburgh. And so that's what it is. But it started, you know, today with practice and preparation. So we're excited, and we know what this team have at stake, and we know what we can do as a team as well.
Roquan, we know you fear no man, but I'm happy it's the guys on the other side who have to tackle Derek and not you.
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited that Derek's on my team, and he's bruising other guys throughout the AFC right now. So, yeah, he's a big man, and once he get going, man, it can be a long night for a lot of people. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited he's on my team, and I'm not going up against him because definitely he can create a lot of problems for any defense.
Well, a lot of guys have talked about just a laser focus, kind of like you just alluded to. Where do you think that comes from?
I think that comes from just each and every guy, just knowing how close we were, but also just knowing how good we are as well, and just knowing that opportunities don't come like this so often. So it's about taking advantage of each and every opportunity you get, and far as on the field, taking advantage of each and every play, doing your job. And I feel as if each and every guy, and when each and every guy do their job to the best of their ability each and every play, we'll like the results, and we'll like where this team can go. But it's going to take each and every guy doing their job consistently, play in and play out. And hey, team's going to make plays. Sure, it's the National Football League, it's the playoffs, but we have to make more plays, and we have to impose our will at the end of the day.
Let's do one more, please.
You and Nnamdi have shared and split some pregame speech duties. What makes him good at it? What's a good Nnamdi Matabike pregame speech sound like?
Hey,
he got some good stuff. He's fiery, man. That guy, like his eyes, you look like, man, I do not want to run up on that guy. Look like he'll send me to ICU or something. But like, no, man, he definitely get the guys going, and he knows exactly what to say, when to say it. So, and he have the guys ready to go. He's been doing a long time with the D line, and now when he gets it with the group, it's pretty special. I got a lot of respect for Beeks.
That's a little bit.